This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, we're speaking with singer and songwriter Barry Cloyd. He's here to tell us more about his upcoming concert this Saturday evening, Songs from the Woods, taking place at Forest Park Nature Center. Barry, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to sit here in the studio and talk to you guys. Always.
Well, now, before we talk about this particular concert, we haven't seen you in about a year, so give us an update on how this last year was, your travels, your creativity. What's been going on with you?
Well, it's been a great year. I've had a lot of fun playing about 150 shows and all over the place, still with the Riverboat. I've been on there. This will be my 18th season on the Spirit of Peoria, up and down the Illinois and Mississippi and occasionally the Ohio. And that's always a huge inspiration. I love the rivers and the history that goes along with their existence and how that's helped us, how it's literally made this area is the river. And it's a big draw for me. But lots of other neat things have happened. I've had two tracks that have been in a large number of internet stations in about 45 countries worldwide. So that's been really cool. And I've got an award ceremony coming up in April. I'm going to be in Los Angeles for that. And other than that, just keeping on playing, keeping on writing, try not to let any grass grow under my feet, and keep this little thing moving down the road.
Well, this concert is something of an annual event for you, and one of the things that I find neat about it is that Forest Park Nature Center isn't just a venue for you. It's also a place where you often go to get ideas for new songs.
That's very true. I go song walking, and I've talked about this before, and I never really had thought about it much until I got serious about the songs and the writing and all of that. And it is a place I do when I'm in Peoria and when I'm not traveling. I do like to get out and go song walking, looking for lines for songs. And Forest Park is a wonderful place. There's lots of songs hidden in the woods, lots of them. And many of the songs for this show were actually written in part or wholly in the woods right there, Forest Park. So that's kind of a neat little hook for this time.
And the audience for this show is going to be delighted to hear some brand new songs that have never been performed before. Is that correct?
Yes. Scary, isn't it?
So tell us a little bit maybe about some of the themes that you've noticed through those songs, or maybe what the audience can expect.
Well, there's been a big focus within the past few years in my writing, maybe because I'm getting older like everybody else, of time. Time is huge. And the seasons. I mean, I'm constantly aware of the changing of the seasons and how transitory, for example, fall is. One of the newest songs that I've got out is one about the transitions and that type of thing. There's also one that's called These Hills, and it's literally about writing a song in those hills, Forest Park Nature Center. And I walk these hills 1,000 times, heal my body, free my mind, that kind of thing. And that's the first two lines of that song. Out there one of the lines is, I heard a siren in the distance and somebody's life is turned upside down because of that siren. Somebody's future isn't their own. Mm-hmm. And that comes about and becomes part of that song too. Plus, it's a lot of fun to play.
You've said that you've got a lot of new material that mm-hmm. you're ready to incorporate into this concert. So is there a new album in the works that maybe we can expect in the next year or maybe 2 years? What's the
Yeah, there is. In fact, the title is going to be – it's called Dirt Road Carnival. And that came from a thing that we stumbled upon down in Lower Baja, Mexico last March. Literally came upon a carnival that – and we've seen several of them in Mexico, but this one was pretty cool. On the only paved street in this little town where we hang out – and it's a boulevard street, and the pavement goes for 2 blocks. And beyond the 2 blocks was where the carnival was set up on the dirt road. And it is like you're stepping back into the 40s in the States. It's really a cool scene. A lot of course, local folks are hanging out and with their families and everything. And it just literally takes you back in time and allows you to slow down a little bit. And that's kind of what this song is about. And that's going to be the title of the upcoming CD, Dirt Road Carnival.
Barry, you perform all over the place. You travel. Your songs reach so many different people. But you've said before that this audience is very special to you.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, a lot of friends, a lot of people I've known for many years do show up for this, and I really do appreciate that. But it's also a place where people come to listen. They know it's a folk roots kind of concert. And they're not there to hear headbangers or loud stuff. They're here to hear somewhat introspective music and stuff that's fun. And hopefully we'll get there's a brand new one called This House that's going to be there's a sing-along piece in it. And it's kind of like, you know, one of these gospel kind of clapping thing. It's not a gospel song, but it has that sort of feeling. So hopefully we'll get everybody singing along on that one too, because it's a real simple chorus, but it's a lot of fun. It's an uplifting kind of song, a hopeful sort of thing.
Now, you are not the only performer in this concert. You generally bring some friends, some fellow musicians to join you. So can you talk a little bit about the band that you've put together?
You bet. These friends are actually a group that I've worked with for years, and the band used to be called Keltricity way back when. And brought back my good friend Bruce Bergathon on fiddle and mandolin. Bruce is a terrific player, and as you guys know, he used to be the GM of WGLT. But he's retired now and playing more, and I've really missed having him, so I brought him back. And also I have my old buddy Tony Crow on bass and on percussion and flutes and whistles and all kinds of stuff. Irish war drum, the Bowron is TJ Tommy Jones. So it's a group of folks I've worked with for a long time. Really terrific musicians and great guys, a lot of fun. And they're all good entertainers too. They know how to make an audience smile. So that's kind of what it's all about.
And so when you're putting together a concert like this, do all of you show up on the day of the concert and
I hope
and improvise? But I mean, or you know, you don't have five rehearsals ahead of the performance and to put it all together.
Actually, this one will have had four, which is unusual for this group. Usually it was fewer than that, but they've been coming over to my house for the past, well, we got one more tonight, and that'll be it before the show. But I like to work with people who are, quote, musically fearless, end quote, because you kind of have to be to play with me because my stuff's a little different. But I don't want to get anybody in the situation where it's embarrassing or they don't know what they're doing. So, yeah, you got to have the rehearsals. And the rehearsals are fun. They're like a little party.
And when you're writing a new song, is there part of your mind that's imagining these other instruments, the flutes and the drums and the fiddle, incorporating that into it while you're writing the piece?
Kind of, but that more or less comes along after that's done, and you start thinking about if it's a recordable song, one you want to save and record. That's where that thought gets a little bit deeper. When I'm writing, usually I'm trying to follow a thread, and literally the process is fascinating. There's the inspiration, which is looking for songs, and if you find a line that you write down, it might be decent, it might not, but the other part is the craft. And that's where you actually make it into something. And that's what I'm concentrating on at that stage of the game. And my instrumentation, whether it's going to be in certain tunings or certain capo positions or in certain instruments, that kind of thing. That's what I'm thinking about. And following that track, somebody once said, and it's not my original quote, somebody once said that writing a song is like driving cross country at night with only your headlights to guide you the whole way. Because you can't see that far down the road. You have to imagine where that story is going to take you, and that's one of the best parts of it. You never know what you're going to come up with. Might be worth something, it might not.
You've also said that a lot of times the inspiration for your songs comes when you're on the road, when you're traveling and in a different location than the one that you're used to. Can you talk a little bit about that dynamic?
Well, you know how it is. Whenever you travel, you're always open to new experiences, and it's like it's you know, there's so many wow moments whenever you travel, and particularly out of the country and different culture. And I'm always looking for things like that. One example, walking down a dirt road last fall in the lower Baja in the desert, and I saw a crumpled up pack of cigarettes that had been run over by a car. And I started writing a song about how a guy, he kicked the habit on this certain day, but it came back around and got him again. Never recorded that, never played it much, but that's the kind of thing, you know. You look at things and try to find a different point of view about something that might be obvious. They say that might be a sign of insanity, but and when you can find 14 meanings for every particular thing, it gets you in trouble.
Barry, oftentimes the venue can be just as much of a musical instrument as an instrument itself. Can you just set the stage for why Forest Park Nature Center is a cool venue for a show like this?
Well, it's for one thing, it's an intimate setting. It's limited seating, and you know, they can fit probably 100 people in there, but that's really a nice group, and you can communicate directly with the audience. They're right in front of you. It's not like there's a big separation. You can get the feedback right away, whether they like it or not. You can watch people tapping their feet, singing along if they know something. And plus, it's the way the place is designed. There's sort of a theory, hard walls, hard floor, soft ceiling. And that's the best venue you can play in, that kind of thing. And that has exactly that. It has a high ceiling, but it has hard walls and it has a hard floor. And so it'll reflect the sound, but the sound doesn't bounce around a lot. So that's one of the reasons that it is such a good physical venue. And plus, there's really great energy out there. They're really good folks that work for the Park District and Forest Park Nature Center. Really nice people, and there's a, like I said, really good energy. It's sort of like you're in your living room.
We've been talking with Barry Cloyd. He's presenting a concert at the Forest Park Nature Center tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's part of their Songs from the Woods concert series. Barry, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure. Take care.
And tonight is the opening night for Cornstalk Winter Playhouse's production of The Curious Savage. The play by John Patrick follows the story of Mrs. Savage, who has been left $10 million by her husband. The show runs tonight and tomorrow and next weekend at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.